What do one of the world's top food cities, a nationally celebrated zoo and science museum, and a Condé Nast Traveler Top 10 Best Big City in the Country have in common? Yes, it's Columbus. This isn't just a stop on the map. It's where award-winning flavors, unforgettable family moments, and big city buzz come together. Let's be honest, Columbus is turning heads. For top-of-the-line discoveries in your own backyard, visit experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hour number two, Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace coming at you today on this Friday. We are having a blast on this thing, and we are broadcasting live, of course, from the Game Nashville studios, brought to you by the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. Tune into 94.9 The Fan this Sunday for coverage of the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, by the way. Got all kinds of March Madness going on. We've got kind of a rough half going on between Northwestern and FAU.
It's bad.
It's halftime, and they can't throw it in the ocean, either team. It's 20-19 at the half, on pace for a 40-39 game, 40-38. I think it will pick up some in the second half. Two good teams, but not shooting the ball very well. You do see that sometimes. Baylor leading Colgate 29-19. I like Baylor. I think they're fun to watch. They can shoot it. Of course, it's all about, are you making the shots in the biggest games of the year? We'll see if Colgate can hang around in that one. And getting set to get underway, San Diego State against UAB here in the next half hour. Western Kentucky. Oh, yeah. Everybody in the Commonwealth jumping on Western's bandwagon now that Kentucky's out. Western has got Marquette. And that one going on up in, I believe, Indianapolis is where they're playing that game. So a bunch of games coming on later today. They'll be on all day. We'll keep you up to date here on 102.5 The Game. All right, D-Mace, we lit a fire again. The text line's going nuts. We got people on the line. They want to name this team. They want to name this trio, Sherwood, Smith, and Michael McCarron. McCarron is from Michigan, so this will be a special game for him tomorrow. With the Red Wings coming into town. I mean, everybody from Michigan, you know it.
Yes.
They love the Wings. Like exactly. They grew up loving the Wings, the legendary Wings. So that would be something special. Not the Hot Wings.
Even though they love those.
Okay, so we have several submissions here. Let's let Warren get the first shot here.
All right.
You heard C-Mace put in there. What did he have?
What did C-Mace have? Nick, you know what C-Mace had?
The Violent Gentleman.
Yeah,
the Violent Gentleman.
Line. So
the
VGL.
Violent Gentleman.
VGL.
The VGL. Yeah. Okay. We got to write all these down just because you never know when it's going to hit you here. Now, let's see what Warren's got. Warren, welcome to the show. You're on 102.5 The Game. By the way, we got to give away some tickets to Tuesday's game. We've got a couple pairs to give you away. We're going to do a little trivia for this today. And let's see if we can get some people jamming it in there on Tuesday night, because I want a great atmosphere for that one. The Vegas Golden Knights, defending Stanley Cup champions. Nashville's ahead of them in the standings right now. That's a huge game. Warren, welcome in. You got a name for this line?
Yeah, Willie, you hear me?
We got you.
Yeah, it just hit me as I was listening to C-Mace. The text line.
The text line. Now, that was thrown out to them earlier because of SMS, right?
Yes.
SMS.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's
I hadn't heard that.
That's a good one. That's a good one, and I feel like that Penalty Box Radio submitted that to the trio.
Yes.
And I feel like we listened to their response, and they were like, okay, I haven't thought about that, but...
It was a good...
It's a good idea.
Yeah, they sort of kind of put that name on a back burner in a nice way.
Like, that's kind of how I felt.
That sounds good.
Yeah. That's a good one, though. Yeah. Dustin in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. The DoorDash line. They're going places.
DDL.
Get in. They're going places. The DoorDash line. Oh, okay. What else we got? We got Ben. Ben, welcome to the show. You're on 102.5 The Game. You got a line name here. By the way, we got Ask D-Mace coming up at the bottom there. We got some football topics we're going to hit with him, and then whatever you guys want to ask him. But Ben, what do you have? Do you have a line name here?
I do. I grew up in a rodeo town, and I thought of the Bulldoggers, which is another name for steer wrestling, but it also means to attack viciously.
The Bulldoggers.
Bulldoggers?
Yes.
The Bulldoggers. Okay. To attack viciously. Well, they've been attacking
BDL.
Viciously. The Bulldogger line?
The Bulldogger line. The Bulldog line.
B-Man says the meat and two.
The meat and three or the meat and two?
Instead of the meat and three, the meat and two. Okay. Bulldoggers.
Meat and two.
I would like to think that when we get the line, it's just going to hit and everybody's going to say, that's the one, right?
Yeah. I'm still leaning toward Broadway Bouncers. I'm leaning
toward Broadway Bouncers.
Yeah, I like that name. Because Nick and I, we've already drawn it up. We've already got the shirt.
I'm mocking it up on my computer as we speak.
You brought in the something that we had not considered earlier in the week, the merchandise possibility here.
How does it look on merch, people? When you are, this is part of marketing, when you are thinking of a name, how will it then look as you are marketing it, whether it be on a hat, T-shirt, billboard, think big, people. Think big. You're walking down Broadway. You're coming up to Bridgestone. Think of the the Broadway Bouncers. Just think of that. Think of it.
Our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You could submit at 615-737-1025. We have a new one, the Lunch Pail Line, LPL.
Okay. Reminds me of LP Field. Nah, we don't need to go that route.
Let's see.
When the Titans, when the LP Field or for a minute, for a quick second there?
It was.
LP Field. Yeah.
LP Field. That's a building product so that would go with the lumber line, right? Mm-hmm. We have another texter from, quote, the animal. So he's got a nickname.
Ah.
Okay. His name for this line is the Cumberland Tsunami.
It's not Cumberland
bad. I like
here
that.
Here comes the tsunami from the Cumberland. It's a little long, but I like that. That's good.
Yeah, I like
the Cumberland tsunami. Okay.
Cumberland tsunami line. Okay, I like it.
Let's see. What else have we not said? The bleep kickers. Starts with an A.
The absolute kickers.
The Merry Men from Sherwood Forest. Kiefer Sherwood is.
Yeah. But that's
that makes
just
sense.
Really.
The Merry Men. It just doesn't just embody really, how they play.
Yeah.
But he does say they rob from the rich and give to the poor.
Okay.
We're on the right track.
But every team we play,
we got a second
talent.
Motion for meat and two. Who's the meat and who's the two?
Yeah, exactly.
The punchline, no laughing matter, they will punch you in the face.
I like that. The punchline. Big fist on the shirt.
Yeah.
Boy, they're flying it now. The Broadway Punishers. I like Broadway Bruisers better.
Yeah. A fist on it, on the front, Nick, a fist. And then on the back, you got all three of them standing up together, and it's, we'll punch you in the face.
George like texts in. He likes the Broadway Bouncers, but he says it sounds too much like the Broad Street Bullies. It's kind of an offshoot of that.
I get it.
So he says, I'm going with the Salty Grits line.
Salty Grits line.
Nick,
this is my kind of guy. Yeah.
Anything with
salty grits,
biscuits.
Give me any type
hash
of food.
Browns.
Hash brown casserole.
Nick, you know how much I love about the hash brown casserole.
Yes, hash brown casserole line.
You had him at grits. Had him at grits.
You said grits, my eyes are open. Where's the plate at?
Okay, Broadway Bullies, we got some people voting for that. They said they like that, Broadway Bullies.
Broadway Bullies or Broadway Bouncers, Broadway Bullies, I like it.
The Nasty Boys. The Nasty Boys instead of the Nasty Boys.
I like that.
The
Nasty Boys. I like that.
Let's see. The American Smashers line. it's unbelievable how this takes off. The Mayhem line. All I can think about is that guy on the tricycle from all the commercials you see every game that you watch
Mayhem,
ever.
Yeah.
The Broadway Brutes. Okay. Man, they're coming in so fast, I can't even read them all. All right. I still think we're workshopping here.
Yeah.
I still think we're workshopping.
Listen, we got a little time. We got a little time to put together a name. And once we narrow it down, we could take it to the fellas. Well, Willie can. Willie and C. Mace. And see what they think about it. Because I think whatever we come up with, I think they would be in agreement with it. Because it's going to be a really good name.
What was the one that I just threw out there with the grits? Honestly, we've gotten so many texts here, I can't even keep up. The Music City Menaces, but the Broadway Bullies
is leading.
The Broadway Bullies is, or the Broadway Bouncers?
Bouncers or Bullies, I mean, tomato, tomato, which one you want?
All right.
You know?
Keep them coming.
Yes.
We promise, if we don't read them on the air, we're still looking at all of these things. Mm-hmm. So. We may have created a monster here, and let's just hope, number one, they keep playing the way they're playing, because that's the thing.
I think this line will. They are, even though, you know, last night that line didn't score any goals, but they still played extremely well.
You notice them. Like,
yeah,
they're not afraid. Andrew Burnett is not afraid to put them out there in a tough situation where they have to defend the top players for the other team. Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes if you have the fourth line as good as they might be at one area or fighting or hits, can they be a complete enough unit to where you can trust them in the defensive zone against good players? Because sometimes that's where those fourth liners can get exploited.
Exactly.
But that's what they've done a good job of. You have confidence that they can get by, even if they're playing against tomorrow, for example, Dylan Larkin's line, you know, one of their best players. That I think is what is separating them right now.
Now, Willie, can any and more than like I know it will not happen unless there's injury and we don't need any more injuries. Can any one of these guys play on a different line? Do they have the versatility to play on a different line?
That's a great question. I think maybe the third line on certain nights. And Kiefer Sherwood has at times in his last couple of years moved up to one of the top two lines. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you want that ingredient of just energy and hustle and puck battler with a couple of skilled guys. Sometimes that works. So for short periods of time, yeah, they could move up. But I think by and large, they probably fit. They're probably most effective where they are
together
right now. It certainly has been the last 16 games. Mm-hmm. And they have been together this entire 16-game stretch, those three guys. Before that, Kiefer Sherwood was going through a period where he's kind of in and out of the lineup. He was in a slump. Okay, so let's give you another. Before we go to Ask D-Mace, there's one topic we wanted to hit because a name from the Titans, and by the way, they're still rolling in here on the text line here, but a name that was kind of like when you threw his name out there, everybody's like, oh boy, here's that name again. It elicited a lot of frustration. Mm-hmm. Because he was a high pick, not a first rounder, but a guy that they counted on a lot, and he just never really got right. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious where this guy's career goes in the coming years, and that's Christian Fulton, who just signed a 1-year deal with the Chargers. Brand new coach, brand new era out there. Mm-hmm. What did you think of that when you saw the Chargers was the next spot for Christian Fulton?
For one, I thought he needed a change of scenery. You know, after speaking with, you know, TD and some things TD has said about him, he's more of a in-your-face corner, you know, because you have some corners that excel at playing off coverage, watching the defense, and able to read and react very quickly. Then there are others that loves to get up in your face, love to be physical with you and run with you. And the great ones can do both, whether it's off coverage or press coverage. It seemed like Christian Fulton was more of the press coverage guy. Maybe he didn't get enough opportunities here to be more so of a press coverage guy. I don't know, you know, what type of coverage they're going to sort of lean on more than others. With Denard Wilson, I don't know if they're, you know, going to be, you know, percentage-wise more of a press team, more of an off-cover team. But it seemed like Christian Fulton, when he did have some success, it was more so up in your face, you know, being physical with you. Maybe they give him that opportunity there in L.A. with the Chargers. We know how, you know, the mentality of Jim Harbaugh and how he likes to play. So maybe this is a good opportunity for him, for Christian Fulton to start over again. Now, a lot of Christian Fulton's problems were not necessarily, you know, coverage, even though he did blow some coverages. And I even, you know, last year, early on, and I think I mentioned this, he was playing more so for a contract rather than just playing because he got beat a couple of times. Why did he get beat? Because he wanted to jump. He wanted to route read or pattern read. And he got burned a few times because of that, because he's trying to jump on some passes or read something a little prematurely. Why? Because he was in a contract year. In his mind, more interceptions, more dollars. When in actuality, once he started just playing honest, he started to play a little bit better. Now, everybody knows what his problem was. He couldn't stay on the field, you know, with hamstring issues. He was off the field, it seemed like, more than he was on the field. But I think this gives him another opportunity, a clean slate, to start over again. And hopefully he does have some success with the Chargers, the L.A. Chargers, because, you know, he has all the measurables. You've seen the talent there, but he just hadn't been able to put it all together. And then when he tried to, you know, when you try to do it your last year, sometimes, you know, your contract year, sometimes it's not going to work out the way you think it is. And it sort of bit him, you know, in the rear end the first half of the season, the first couple of games or whatnot. But then it seemed like he settled in, but then he dealt with the injuries once again. So I would love to see where his career goes, you know, whether it be 1 year with L.A. Or if he does well and he can parlay that into a longer-term contract.
I do think that when you're a corner and you have talent, you get opportunities.
Yes.
And as flawed as he has been with the Titans, sometimes I think we scrutinize your own guy, mm-hmm. and then you bring in the new guy, you're like, this guy's going to be better. But his last address, I'm sure the fans there were like, oh, so-and-so, he gets burned all the time. He's not very good. We got to get something better. Oh, yeah, bring in Christian Fulton. This would be great. He's going to be so much better. It's just sometimes that's a tough position to win over the fan base unless you're Darrell Revis or somebody like that.
Exactly.
That's just so good that you notice the great things. There's a lot more of those guys that have good days and bad days, good series and bad series. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering what's next for Christian Fulton. It's a really interesting question here. All right, Ask D. Mace is coming up. Get your questions in, but pay attention right now because I got a question to throw out there on the Preds. And I know some of you already have a line name that you're throwing on there. We'll give you guys the first crack to answer this question to get tickets to the Predators game on Tuesday. But I got a trivia question for you. With the Golden Knights coming into town, the question is, do we have two pairs to give away, Nick? All right, the first two people to get this question right, we're going to hook up with tickets to Tuesday night's game with the Golden Knights. When the Golden Knights came into the league, it was the first time in a while that the Predators were involved in an expansion draft. Remember the last time it was involved, they were the expansion team. They were taking players from the other teams in the league. So they had to give up a player. Who was the player that the Predators lost to the Vegas Golden Knights in the expansion draft when Vegas entered the league in the summer of 2017, et cetera? Okay?
Dennis Rodman.
It's not Dennis Rodman.
Damn it.
It's not. Good thought, though. 615-737-1025. Hit the phone lines. Nick is going to take the barrage of calls here and keep these texts coming on the line. We've got a lot of momentum for something involving the Bridgestone Bouncers, the Broadway Bruisers, or something like that. We got a lot of fans that like that. We got to keep an eye on that. Okay, but you've got to call to get the tickets. You can't text in the answer. I already see people texting in the correct answer here, but you've got to call in to get the tickets. 615-737-1025. First two people to get it right will get the tickets. And then let's get your questions ready for D-Mace. You can bounce off some of these nicknames for the line.
Absolutely.
If you want, but throw a question at D-Mace on life,
bring
on football,
the questions.
On the brackets. Does he think the Sparties will upset the Tar Heels? These are all things you can ask D-Mace. 615-737-1025. Stay tuned. We're coming back.
G-Mace. He played 15 years in the NFL.
Quick throw. Touchdown, Derek Mason.
He had over 12,000 receiving yards.
Midfield, and there he goes. 80 yards for the touchdown.
And now you can ask him anything. Have a question about football or life? Now's your time to ask D-Mace.
We'll welcome you in.
Now on Caroline, Willie, and
D-Mace.
On 102.5 and 106.3, The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace rolling on this Friday. It's all going down. All kinds of games about to get cranking in the brackets. Northwestern leading Florida Atlantic early second half. 28-25. We thought for a while nobody was going to get to 20.
Yeah.
It's a little better here in the second half. They've come out shooting a little bit better. We'll keep an eye on this one. Baylor having no problem with Colgate. 54-34. The Baylor Bears at the half. The 3 seed over the 14 seed. Some other games are about to get cranking. It's time for Ask D-Mace. Uh-huh. Now, before the break, we asked our trivia question, and that was, for two tickets to Tuesday's game between the Predators and the Golden Knights. And so we asked a little history. Do you remember who the Predators lost in the expansion draft to the Golden Knights back in the summer of 2017 after the Predators had gone to the Stanley Cup Final? They had to give up a very important player, and it was James Neal.
Yeah.
Of course, the real deal.
Real James deal Neal.
Who you might see hanging around Nashville these days. You might. Mm. If you look closely, he might. You might see him. You might see him.
He was spotted.
Now retired. A great player. Huge part of the Predators' run to the Stanley Cup Final. And then he goes to the Golden Knights. And I think there was even a thought of, you know, maybe they'll trade and get James Neal back. Mm-hmm. If the Golden Knights are looking to get more draft picks. If they're bad, like most franchises are in the first year. But what happened?
They won.
They won it. They got to the Stanley Cup Final with him. And they went crazy the first year. Of course, that's when everybody changed their thought of what an expansion team could be. Mm-hmm. The Golden Knights went to the final and lost to Barry Trotz's Washington Capitals in the final. So James Neal's answer, a ton of you knew that, and I knew you did. But do we have the names of the two winners, Nick?
Yes, Dennis was the first one, and I'm looking at the screener. The other one was Mike, I believe.
Okay, cool. So we have Ask D-Mace going on now. We've been throwing out this. We've created a monster with this name, the line, Sherwood, Smith, and McCarron. If you want to throw out a suggestion, you can, but also we ask, hit up D-Mace with whatever you have on your mind here. So let's start it off. 615-737-1025. Remember, our phone line is driven, and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Here's the first one for D-Mace. This is from Will over on Music Row. I do not understand trade valuations in the NFL. In baseball, you trade prospects. Mm-hmm. Same with hockey. In basketball, you trade picks and multiple players. It's gotten very complex with the salary cap in the NBA. Yeah. In the NFL, you trade a fourth-round pick for an all-pro receiver like Keenan Allen, which is a one-for-one on a player that's had a 50% chance of staying in the league for more than 3 years. Why don't we see multiplayer trades? And why is a fourth rounder a significant offer, or like a fifth and a sixth round pick for Kevin Byard? You do see that sometimes. You see a return for a really good player, and you're like, "That's all you got?"
I think sometimes it's the financial end of it. Whether you deem that person, that person's getting older, and maybe he's making too much money, so you try to, at least if he still can play, you try to get something for him. But you know that because he's an older player, you're not going to get back much in return. A fourth rounder is not like what it used to be back in the day. I think fourth rounders are viewed a little bit more valuable now than they used to be, because then you can take those picks and you can package them and possibly move up in the draft. So, yes, I understand you may not, from a pick standpoint, you may not be getting back the value you believe that player has, But say if you take that fourth round pick, say if you don't have a third, like the Titans don't, they trade for, trade somebody, get a third or a fourth. Now you've gotten back that third, or you can package that third or that fourth and move up higher in the draft. So there's different reasons why, you know, you see players that we deem really good players, and then you see the trade composition, the trade compensation that they got back for that player, and you think, man, they only got a fifth rounder or a fourth round? No, it's not necessarily the play of the player. It's the age.
Yeah,
the dollar.
The age is big, and the big salary cap hit
exactly.
You have to absorb. That,
so
that's a big one.
That's why usually, and then they can get a younger player at that position, and in their minds, whether it's a third or fourth round pick, they figure we can get a guy to develop and play close to the level of the player you just released or traded.
Got a good text here from somebody who heard your rant to start the show about mm-hmm. Kentucky. And if
Kentucky
you want to vent,
rant.
By the way, if you want to vent to D-Mace, D-Mace is here for your problems.
Yeah, I am.
He loves Coach Cal.
Love Coach Cal.
He wants to talk, and he'll talk you off the ledge mm-hmm. if you had Kentucky going deep in your bracket, or you are a full Big Blue Mist fan mm-hmm. who is down in the dumps today. This is mm-hmm. maybe not fitting that category, but the text is, D-Mace, if Kentucky couldn't handle Oakland, do you think they could handle Riverdale or Blackman?
Well, the way that it sort of went yesterday, if Riverdale or Blackman has a 20-year-old or 23-year-old on their roster, then no, Kentucky will not win. But no, I just think, you know, again, Coach Cal is probably the greatest recruiter we've seen, you know, basically this decade, honestly. But, you know, it's all for nothing because you're not advancing, you know, far in the tournament with these great, who we deem are great players, these 4-5-star players. You're talking about top 100 players that Coach Cal is getting, and he's getting no further than second round.
Yeah.
At most, Sweet 16.
That's the thing. If you're – most people are not – they're really focusing and honing in on mm-hmm. the last few years. Since mm-hmm. he signed the lifetime contract, they have not gotten it done. These
exactly.
last 4 years are not like the pre-COVID
exactly.
era, really. Like and so he's now getting further and further removed from the success. Cody in Portland texts D-Mace, why can't Cal make it past the first weekend with teams that are stacked – with NBA talent? Same line of question. There's a lot of frustration.
I mean, it's...
Because we've been talking about this. The league, mm-hmm. the game has older players now, and it's mm-hmm. making it hard. As great as the best freshmen are, mm-hmm. like Shepard, Dillingham, mm-hmm. when you're 4 years younger, or like the case of the kid last night, what's the kid's name again?
What is he, 29, what's that guy's name? 30?
He's 24.
Jack Golke.
24 years old, was playing against Trevecca. In the same league as Trevecca in Division II for 5 seasons. 5. That's where the rule uh-huh. really, it was not a good rule. The chain reaction of letting the players mm-hmm. basically have 2 free seasons of college. You have a lot more 22, 23,
exactly.
24. North Carolina's got a guy that's 25. He's been to Stanford and Notre Dame, and now he's at North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He's 25. When I was 25, I guarantee you, mm-hmm. I would have been a much more effective player at the college level than when I was 18 or 19 mm-hmm. and sitting on the bench mostly
but
at Vanderbilt.
But
if I go back at 25, I think I'd be pretty good.
No,
I'd be a lot older, wiser, stronger.
Exactly. You are absolutely right with everything that you're saying.
He's the same age what did we say, Zion Williamson. This kid hit 10 threes
exactly.
last night.
Zion's been in the league 4 years.
Yeah.
And he's got his going into his 6 years. But even with all of that, because y'all are absolutely right about that. Even with all of that, it's not like Oakland was hiding this guy. Like, hey, we're not going to play him until we face Kentucky because this is our secret weapon, and we're going to pull him out. And boy, oh boy, he's going to hit those 3-pointers. Yeah, and he's our secret weapon. Why? Because he's 25 years old. It ain't like they were hiding him.
Right.
Coach Cal looked at that roster and said, okay, there's the 25-year-old. He shoots nothing but
Threes. 375 attempts from the three-point line. Eight from the two-point line.
And I think those eight was really free throws.
They're probably garbage time at the end of the game. Exactly. I'd like to see the 8 2-pointers that he took. That'd
so it's not like Oakland was hiding this guy. This is not the NFL back in the day or college football back in the day where you can hide a five-star guy for 2 years, bury him in a roster, and then all of a sudden bring him up. No, you're not doing that. You can't do it. Coach Cal knew exactly who was on that Oakland roster. And if he didn't, shame on Coach Cal. That's more of an indictment if he didn't know. But I'm sure he knew. They just couldn't stop him. Kentucky has not played consistent defense all season long.
All right, when we come back, another round of calls and texts for D-Mace. Hit the line, 615-737-1025. Our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. If you're skipping work right now or taking a, quote, long lunch, quote, unquote, on a Friday to watch the games, D-Mace has got some excuses for you. We learned some yesterday from our listeners. So if you want to spread those around, D-Mace has got those filed away. If you got a name for this line, we got all kinds of topics to hit. 615-737-1025. Also, tune into 94.9 The Fan later today. Vanderbilt's women's basketball team is taking on Baylor in the women's national tournament. Pre-game at 4:45, tip-off at 5. Coverage also available on the Fan app, 94.9 The Fan app, and at 94.9thefan.com. Go Doors. How about it? We're coming back with another round for D-Mace next.
Ask him anything. Have a question about football or life? Now's your time to ask D-Mace.
We'll welcome you in.
Now on Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace. On 102.5 and 106.3, The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Ask D-Mace continues here on Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5 The Game. This week, our coverage of the NCAA tournament is brought to you by Toyota. Ready, set, go. Get your Toyota today at toyota.com. Lots of questions for D-Mace on the phone and text line. So let's go with, is it Tyron or Tyron? No, hold on that. Let's get the next text then. D-Mace, text or text. Have you ever on your bracket forgot who you picked when you watched a game and you're rooting for one team, then you look at your bracket and figure out the other team won? That happened to me. That's definitely happened to me. You're sitting there going, yeah, buzzer beater, Florida Atlantic, they got it. And then you look at your bracket. You didn't pick Florida Atlantic.
Oh, man.
Ever happened?
I don't think yesterday.
Duquesne? You thought you had Duquesne?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a bummer. I'm sorry for you, Nick, but I've been there. Yeah. I've been there.
I was happy all day when I got home. I was like, yeah, Duquesne, let's go. I checked my bracket before. I'm like, wait a minute. This is not right.
It's not right. Yeah. That's not who I picked. That's a mistake. Yeah, I had
finger
Duquesne.
The finger slipped. Had to have been.
No, I don't think I've had one of those.
And have you ever had this guy, too, from your bracket pool? Yeah, I had Oakland. And then you find out he did have Oakland on one of his 8 brackets that he filled out. The other 7, he had Kentucky. Oh, yeah, I had Oakland. I told you about Oakland. I told you.
Yeah, but you ain't having on a bracket that mattered. Oh, man. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Okay. I don't know who I pick. I guess it's closed.
It is funny we got that text. D-Mace was – we're watching Florida Atlantic and Northwestern. And D-Mace honestly cannot remember which team he picked.
I got it. Let me see. I picked Northwestern to win.
Okay, so you're in good shape. Northwestern is leading. I have Florida Atlantic. 43-36 Northwestern, 10:53 to go in the second. Baylor crushing Colgate, 54-34 at the half. Underway, San Diego State 7-3 over UAB. Getting it started there.
Hey, I'm doing good right about now.
I'm not on
the brackets here at
Kentucky
the station. I'm doing pretty good right now.
Okay.
I did lose to South Carolina, which I know nobody cares, but I did lose the South Carolina-Oregon game. I picked South Carolina to win. Obviously, Oregon won that game. And then I did pick Kentucky to win. Damn me. I picked Drake. That was one of my upsets, Drake to beat Washington State. Drake did not win. BYU. I picked BYU. They end up losing. gosh. And those were my only three losses yesterday, which kind of messed up my bracket on the south side just a tad bit because I picked Kentucky. But I had Marquette beating Kentucky anyway. So
Marquette playing later today. All right, let's go back to the phones, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's go to Wes. He's up next for D-Mace. Wes, what do you got?
Oh, y'all know I had to come with the dad joke, right?
Let's go, Wes.
Can't let y'all forget it's Friday. So I got a question for you. What weighs more, a gallon of water or a gallon of butane?
Gallon of water or a gallon of butane? They're both a gallon, so I guess they're the same.
Well, a gallon of water has got to weigh more, D-Mace. Butane is a lighter fluid. I figured you like that one.
I like that one. I like that one.
Now, my question for you is football going into the Titans? Because I read something I didn't like, and I just need you to kind of let me know if this is something I should be concerned on.
Okay.
Derrick Henry basically talked in Baltimore about how he ended up outside of Tennessee, and the only thing I took away from it was he said that he left Tennessee basically because he did not trust the process that Rand gave him that he was going to rebuild the team. Derrick Henry didn't like the vision that he had to rebuild the team, so he ultimately decided he wanted to leave. Should that be a concern for us?
No, not really. And thank you, Wes. I appreciate the call. It shouldn't be too much of a concern because I think my thing is and I don't know what was said between Rand and Derek that made him think that. But Derek said this, you know, during the Bustin' with the Boys
right.
Podcast. He said they were going in a different direction. You saw it. And sometimes when a team is going in a different direction, you may not like that as a player because they are moving away from what has been so beneficial for them the last 5 years. It's the running of Derrick Henry. Now they're saying, hey, listen, thank you, Derrick Henry. You always go down as one of the greatest Titans ever. Your name will be in the Ring of Honor, whatever else. You know, you do good in Baltimore, you are a Hall of Famer. But we are moving away from that style of play. We are entering more into what the NFL is now. So that could be translated to Derrick Henry as, you know, hey, listen, he may think of it as that's not what I want to hear. You know, and the direction you're going in doesn't fit me as a player. So, you know, you choose to. And I think it was mutual. I think Derrick Henry wanted to go somewhere where he can win now. I think the Titans appreciated Derrick Henry's what he had done here over his career, but they were ready to move on as well. So don't take that as a diss to the Titans. Just take it more so as the Titans are going in another direction, and he's not a part of that direction that they're headed.
Phil in Kentucky texts, I'm from about 30 minutes from Lexington. The fallout is unreal up here. Mm. I know a ton of UK fans who bleed blue or are calling for Kyle's job. Most are giving up on them until he's gone. How can you basically be an NBA farm team and can't make it past a D2 transfer who got hot? Ridiculous. Now, in fairness, he definitely got hot. He hit some very tough threes, but he is a good shooter. He had another game this year where he hit 10 threes in a game.
Yeah.
But calling for his job, is that a little bit of a overreaction?
I wouldn't fire him, but I am not surprised that UK fans, there are some UK fans that just had enough, you know, and are not scared to see what's on the other side. You know, Kentucky has a good situation from this standpoint. They know they're going to have top recruits every year as long as Cal's there. That's the good. The bad is you don't know what you're going to get out of those guys. you don't know if they're going to exit in the first round. And it's not predicated on what they do during the year. Has nothing to do with what they do during the year, because we've seen Coach Cal have great teams during the year, and then they get in the tournament, and for whatever reason, they wet the bed for whatever reason. So it's not necessarily, you know, what Cal does during the season. It's what he does in the playoffs.
I think it's the whole, hey, he's got an NBA farm team, is a little bit of a flaw. It's not realizing where the game has gone with older players. This kid is 24 that hit. That player didn't really exist 5-10 years ago. So it's adapting to the formula, to me, is the adapting to the changing times. I do think it'll come back a little bit when the COVID rules finally go away. When is that? Please tell me that's the end of this
year. Hopefully it's this year.
When I saw Tyron Lawrence was in the transfer portal, I was like, he can still play. He's been around. But this is how it is. You get to play 5 or 6 years. That won't be the case going forward. So Cal's formula could come back. But when I think you noticed this with Tim Corbin. And Vanderbilt, he's got always great recruiting classes, but that means freshmen have to play. Mm-hmm. They're 18 or 19, and you're playing against these teams now who have players who have played 5 years of college baseball. Mm-hmm. That's a huge advantage. I don't care how talented the 18 or 19-year-old kid is. That's what the one-and-done formula is now with Kentucky. Cal knows that sometimes freshmen are going to have ups and downs. They used to be able to be, but the gap is widened. When you're playing against a guy 4 years older than you, that's not easy. I don't care how good you are.
Yeah. Here's the gift, Kentucky fans. Here's the gift, but then also the curse.
Yes.
Of Coach Cal. The gift is, you know you're going to have a good team. Based upon his recruiting, you know you're going to have a good team. The curse is the expectation that comes along with that, and then you end up losing. You know, to teams that you are man-to-man, you are better than. That's the curse, is that you get into the field of 64 or whatever it is now. You get into March Madness, and you lose to a team that you are better than. That you are, like, top to bottom, you are better than. That's the curse. The gift is you're going to have the players. You're going to have them, no doubt. But the curse is you're going to end up losing to a team that is not better than you for whatever reason.
All right, when we come back, we'll continue to talk about this subject, and we'll look at Tennessee, who fortunately didn't make any noise. They took care of business last night easily against St. Peter's. Chad Withrow is going to join us, and we'll talk about this, and we'll get his thoughts on where Kentucky goes from here. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more coming. Hour number three is next. Here on 102.5 The Game.
What do one of the world's top food cities, a nationally celebrated zoo and science museum, and a Condé Nast Traveler Top 10 Best Big City in the Country have in common? Yes, it's Columbus. This isn't just a stop on the map. It's where award-winning flavors, unforgettable family moments, and big city buzz come together. Let's be honest, Columbus is turning heads. For top-of-the-line discoveries in your own backyard, visit experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.